Thank you, Kuya Ebong. Maligayang Pasko po at manigong bagong taon sa bawat isa. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Meron pong isang pastor na nag-preach ng isang sermon na napakahaba at napaka-boring nung sermon. At nung tapos po yung worship service, ay naglabasa na po yung mga tao. Yung pastor naman ay pumunta sa may pinto, nag-expect na may mga babati sa kanyang mensahe. Pero wala pong kumikibo. Wala pong kumikibo. At, pero meron isang miyembro na very thoughtful naman. At binati naman si pastor. Sabi niya, "Pastor, ang mensahe po ninyo ay nagpaalaala sa akin sa pag-ibig at kapayapaan ng Diyos." Oh, natuwa naman yung pastor, diba? Talaga? Naalala mo dahil sa mensahe yung kapayapaan at ang pag-ibig ng Diyos? Opo, pastor. Eh, pwede bang pakipaliwanag mo? Kasi ngayon ko lang narinig yung napakagandang comment na yan. Sabi niya, "Pastor, ang mensahe po ninyo ay tulad ng kapayapaan ng Diyos, hindi malirip ng isipan. At tulad din po ng pag-ibig ng Diyos, wala pong katapusan." Love endures forever. Anyway, sana po yung mensahe ngayon ay maging magdulot ng kapayapaan sa atin. Amen? Amen ba? Sabi mo nga sa katabi mo, "Peace be with you." Yan, "Peace be with you." Sa kabila pa, "Peace be with you." Okay, tumayo tayong lahat mga kapatid as we read the Word of God. Okay? Basahin po natin sa Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. And then babasahin din po natin yung Luke chapter 2 verses 10 to 14. Ayan. Okay? Handa na po ba kayo? Basahin natin sabay-sabay. Ready, go? "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Sabihin natin, Prince of Peace. Okay, so ito pong verse na ito ay binigay ni Isaiah 700 years bago po ipanganak si Jesus Christ. Then basahin natin yung Luke chapter 2 verse 10 to 14, 700 years after ng prophecy. Okay, sabay-sabay natin basahin. Ready, go? "But the angel said to them, 'Don't be afraid, for I proclaim to you, look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the city of David, a Savior was born for you, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be the sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped tightly in cloth and lying in a manger.' Suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to people He favors.'" No, pagpalain ng Panginoon ng kanyang salita. Mensahin natin sa umagang ito ay the Prince of Peace. Manalangin po tayo. Panginoon, punuin mo kami ng iyong banal na espiritu sa pangangaral ng iyong salita at sa pakikinig ng iyong salita. At dalangin namin, Panginoon, na sa kabila ng kung sino kami at sa kabila ng kung anong aming mga kahinaan at mga kasalanan, O Diyos, ay patuloy mo kaming gawing sisidlan ng iyong kapayapaan, sisidlan ng iyong kagalakan. At nawa ay maging pinagmumulan kami ng kapayapaan. Salamat po, Panginoon. Ito ang aming dalangin na may papuri sa iyo sa pangalan ni Jesus. Amen and amen. Palakas sa palakpak para sa ating Panginoon. Praise God. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. So nakita po natin dito, Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. Sabi natin, Prince of Peace. Okay. At ito din ang deklarasyon ng mga anghel noong sila'y nagpakita sa mga pastol. Okay. Now, if you were to ask, what kind of angels made the proclamation to the shepherds? Kung iisipin natin, para sigurong ganito. Ganito ba yung larawan ng mga angels? Ano? Next slide. When we look at this slide, no, are they angelic beings dressed in white, maybe women singing praises to the Lord. Or siguro, ang angel na nag-proclaim ng peace is, angels like angelic children? Tama ba? Or men dressed in white? Pwedeng ganon. Kaya lang, kung titingnan po natin yung verse, ang sabi po dito, in the same region, verse 8, shepherds were staying out in the fields and keeping watch at night over their flock. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. Can you say terrified? Terrified. They were terrified, mga kapatid. So kung ang nakita nila ay anghel na mga kababaihan o anghel na mga bata, will they be terrified? I don't think so. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. Huwag kayong matakot. So natakot talaga yung mga pastol. No? For look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for the people. Then suddenly, there was a multitude of the heavenly host. Sabihin natin, heavenly host. Nung tinignan ko po anong kahulugan ng heavenly host, ang ibig pong palang sabihin nito ay angel armies. Angelic armies of the Lord. So kaya pala na-terrify o natakot ng hilakbot yung mga pastol, ang nakita po nila ay hindi choirs of angels. Hindi mga parang chorus na nakaputi lahat at kumakanta ng magandang awitin. But they saw an angel army just like this. Mga sundalo na mga anghel. Heavenly host. At sila ang nag-declare ng kapayapaan. At kung itatanungin po nyo bakit kaya, we will find out later why. No? Because there is conflict, there is war, and God is now declaring peace before all of us. Now let me read another passage in Isaiah chapter 48 verse 18. No, ang sabi po dito, this is what the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel says, I am the Lord your God. I am the Lord your God who teaches you for your benefit, who leads you in the way you should go. If only you had paid attention to my commands, then your peace would have been like a river. Your peace would have been like a river and your righteousness like the waves of the sea. Siguro, ewan ko kung naabutan ninyo yung mga matatagal ng Kristiyano, yung song na I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river. I've got peace like a river in my soul. Si Pastor Rodel, naalala pa yun, di ba? Mga 1980s, no? Pastor Rodel po ay kasama nating pastor. Galing pong Japan. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon sa kasama nating pastor. Good to see you. Merry Christmas. So I've got peace like a river. Bakit kaya itinulad sa ilog? Payapang ilog ba yung binabanggit dito? Is it like a still river? No. Actually, the image here is a mighty river. It's a moving, not stagnant, but a vibrant river, just like the next slide. No? So, ganyan yan, yung ilog na yan na rumaragasa. Yun yung kapayapaan na binibigay ng Panginoon. Pero dahil matigas ang ulo natin, ayaw nating makinig at ayaw nating sumunod sa Kanya. Sabi, kung sumunod lang kayo sa aking payo at sa aking instruction, then your peace would have been like a river. So if you want this kind of peace, then you obey and follow the Lord. Amen? Sabi mo nga sa katabi mo, naway magtampisaw ka sa kapayapaan ng Diyos. Yeah. O sa kabila naman, sabi mo, naway maglunoy ka sa kapayapaan na bigay ng Diyos. No? We all need this peace. We all need this peace. I need this peace. No? Our families need this peace. No? Lahat tayo, kailangan po natin ng kapayapaan na ito. Kung titingnan mo sa dictionary, ano ba ang kahulugan ng kapayapaan? Pagka tinignan mo sa dictionary, Ang sasabihin lang sa'yo ay serenity. Ang sasabihin sa'yo ay peace, ay tranquility. Medyo malalalim yun. Peace ay silence or kapayapaan. Pag sinabi mong kapayapaan, tahimik. Diba? Tahimik, panatag, payapa. Kung dictionary lang ang titignan mo. Pero ang rule ng interpreting the word sa scriptures is that you study the word in its context. No? Simpleng Bible interpretation po yon. So, para maunawaan mo, tingnan mo ang salitang kapayapaan in context kung paanong ginamit ito sa isang particular passage. And let me give you some passages, no, that will give us somehow an understanding of what peace is. In Deuteronomy chapter 20 verse 10, no, Deuteronomy chapter 20 verse 10, ito pong pagkakasabi, when you approach a city to fight against it, make an offer of peace. If it accepts your offer of peace and opens its gates to you, all the people found in it will become forced laborers for you and serve you. However, if it does not make peace with you, but wages war against you, lay siege to it. Ito ho yung instruction ng Panginoon, pagsakop ng bansang Israel sa lupang pangako. Sabi dito, ang peace ay sa pagitan ng dalawang bansa. This is the alternative to war. Ang kapayapaang binabanggit dito ay absence of conflict. No? Removal of conflict. Kasi mayroong pagkakasundo o kapayapaan sa pagitan ng dalawang bansa. So that is between man and man, between men. Between you and me, between you and your wife, you and your children, between you and your friend, between you and someone else. No? Yun daw kapayapaan na yun, yung walang conflict between you. The air is clear between the two of you. Wala pong conflict. There is peace. So that's one definition of peace. Absence of conflict between two persons or two nations. Pangalawa, ang sabi sa Mark chapter 4, verses 37 to 39, ibang klaseng peace naman ito. Ang sabi dito, and a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But Jesus was in the stern, asleep on the cushion, and they woke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Then he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace. Peace. Be still. And the wind ceased and there was great calm. So ano naman kapayapaan ito? This is peace, no, between man and nature. Between man and creation. No, kapayapaan sa pagitan natin at ng mga nasa kapaligiran natin. Grabe si Jesus, no? Kasi kaya niyang patahimikin ang isang nag-aalimpuyong dagat, ang napakalakas na hangin, ang along halos tumabon sa kanilang bangka, sa isang salita lang ni Jesus, peace. No? Tumahimik po ang kapaligiran. Okay. So ito po yung another dimension of peace, removal of conflict, no, between man and creation and nature. In Leviticus chapter 26, verse 6, ang sabi naman dito, if you follow my statutes and faithfully observe my commands, I will give you rain at the right time and the land will yield its produce and the trees of the field will bear their fruit. Your threshing will continue until grape will harvest and the grape harvest will continue until sowing time and you will have plenty of food to eat and live securely in your land. I will give peace to the land. So kapayapaan po sa mga pananim, kapayapaan po sa agrikultura, kapayapaan sa kabuhayan. I will give peace to the land and you will lie down with nothing to frighten you. I will remove dangerous animals from your land, kahit po mga hayop No sword will pass through your land. So freedom from conflict, even with beasts, with animals, with snakes, lions, and bears. May kapayapaan. No, ito yung pangako ng Panginoon in Leviticus. So ito'y walang conflict between man and nature. In Isaiah 55 verse 12 to 13, ito ang pagkakasabi. Read it with me. Ready, go. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall make a name for the Lord, an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. So ito naman ay, sabi dito, removal of thorns, no? Thorns and the briars, no? And even the mountains and the hills will sing. So all of creation and even the physical nature of man, walang tinik, no? And when you picture thorns, no, it also speaks of sicknesses. It also speaks of weaknesses, physical sicknesses and weaknesses. So pwede din magkaroon ng kapayapaan. Walang conflict even with your own physical body. No, get rid of all sicknesses and all, no, yung mga sumasakit na sa mga kasukasuan natin. No, cancer, diabetes, arthritis, no, heart failure, kidney failure, whatever, no. Wala nang thorns ang sabi dito. So that is peace. Another dimension of peace. Now, so nakita natin dito that we can have peace with one another. We can have peace with even with nature and even with animals, no? Pero pwede bang mangyari na merong kapayapaan sa paligid mo, tahimik at payapa? At wala ka namang kaalitan ng mga tao? You're not against anyone? Anybody? But there's a conflict within. There's a conflict within. Kung saan merong anxiety, merong fear, merong guilt, merong shame, merong embarrassment, merong depression. Sabi, tahimik ang paligid eh. Wala ka namang kaaway, wala ka namang hindi ka sundo, pero bakit merong inner conflict? So that's another dimension, no, of peace that God can promise every one of us. No? Ano kaya yun? Ano kaya yun? Yung kapayapaan na yan. That is what you call inner peace. Kasi ang hirap nun na payapa ang paligid mo, wala namang gera. Payapa ang paligid mo, wala namang nag-aaway sa magkakapitbahay. Payapa naman ng tahanan ninyo, wala namang nag-aaway. Pero, paghihiga ka na sa kama at ilalagay mo na sa una ng iyong ulo, ay hindi ka makatulog. Dahil merong inner trouble or inner turmoil inside of you. Anong sabi ni Jesus in John chapter 14, verse 27? Peace I leave you. I live with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Don't let your heart be troubled or fearful. So anong kapayapaan ito? This is the absence of conflict, inner conflict. Yung bang ibang nasa isip mo, ibang tumatakbo sa puso mo. Yung bang hindi ka datnan ng tulog, umiigkas ang isip mo kung saan-saan. No? Merong kaguluhan sa loob ng isip. Merong kalituhan sa loob ng kalooban ng iyong puso. No? Pero sabi ng Panginoon, I can promise you the peace that is internal. Hindi lang external, but even internal peace. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Ito ang sabi ni Apostle Paul. Basahin natin sabay-sabay. Ready, go. Don't worry about anything, But in everything through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So, wag ka daw mag-alala. Amen ba? Sabi mo nga sa katabi mo, don't worry. Okay, kahit na simple lang ang Pasko. Amen ba? Kahit simple lang ang Noche Buena, don't worry. Bakit? Kasi yung unang Pasko, simple lang din. Hindi naman magarbo, hindi naman marangya. Simple lang. Don't worry about anything but in everything through prayer and petition. Daanin mo sa panalangin. Daanin mo sa pagdarasal na may kasamang pagpapasalamat. Ilahad mo sa Diyos ang iyong pangangailangan. At anong pangako ng Diyos sa verse 7? And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind. Ano daw ang babantayan? Your heart and your mind. Kasi minsan yung conflict natin with other people is not really real. Minsan, ang conflict natin between among us is only inside. Sometimes it's an illusion. Sometimes we create our own conflicts. Minsan, hindi naman totoo. Pero dahil umiigkas ang isip natin kung saan-saan, then it creates internal turmoil or trouble, and it also affects your relationship with other people. Kasi nga may mga unresolved inside of us. May conflict between your mind and your heart. May confusion. Merong blindness. Pero sabi dito, the God of peace can give you this peace that surpasses all understanding. Hindi mo kayang ipaliwanag. Pero kung ikay mananangan at magtitiwala sa Kanya, yung kapayapaan na yon ay dadampi sa iyo, dadapo sa iyo yung kapayapaan na yan na magbibigay ng kapanatagan sa iyong isip at sa iyong puso. Oh, how we pray for that kind of peace. Kapanatagan ng isip at ng puso. Ang kapayapaan ng Diyos ang siyang magbabantay sa atin. If only we will allow Him. So we see the biblical reality of this peace. Ito pala ay freedom from conflict between man and man, individually, in your family, and in your neighborhood, in the city, in the nation, in the world. Between man and man. Walang conflict. No? Pangalawa, this is the freedom from conflict between man and nature. Creation, disease, catastrophe, disaster, and even death. And then yung pangatlong klase ng kapayapaan na yung freedom from conflict with your own mind and your heart so that you know that peace, that sweet, guilt-free, shame-free, anxiety-free na peace. Ang tawag sa peace na yan sa Hebrew ay shalom. Sabi nga natin, shalom. Ayan. Sa mga Muslim, shalom. Shalom. Salam alaikum. Di ba? Sa mga Ebreo, shalom. No? Anong ibig sabihin itong shalom na ito? Ang sabi sa Discovery Bible, yung shalom ay peace, wholeness, God's gift of wellness and prosperity internally and externally. There is soundness, no? Kasi complete, kompleto, at peace in a state of wholeness or perfection. Sabi naman ng theological workbook of the Old Testament, peace includes prosperity and health and restoration. Merong unity, completeness, and safety. Sa Vine's Dictionary, ito naman ang pagkakasabi, bukod sa peace, harmony, absence of agitation, merong vigor, merong vitality in all dimensions of life. And there's another definition from a deeper word, peace is nothing missing and nothing broken. Oh, how we wish for that kind of existence, di ba? Nothing to fix. Kasi nga, nothing missing and nothing broken. Lord, give us that peace. Whole, sound. Merong harmony yung mind and heart. Merong harmony yung soul and body. Merong harmony between the husband and the wife, the parents and the children, the siblings. There is harmony and restoration and unity among brothers and sisters. Harmony between people, between cities, between nations, between churches in the world. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. We might not have that kind of peace yet, because that's a peace that talaga, the ultimate peace that Jesus will bring when He returns, no? But somehow we can have a glimpse or a grasp of this peace while on this planet. Kaya lang ang tanong, bakit ba mayroon talagang conflict? Saan ba nang galing itong conflict na to between you and your husband, between you and your wife? Saan ba nang galing itong conflict na ito between your mind and your heart? Saan ba nang galing itong conflict na to between us and the wind and the waves, the mountains and the earth? Saan ba nang galing itong conflict na to? Bakit kahit saan ka tumingin, mayroong conflict? Ang nanggaling ang conflict na ito with our conflict with God. So that's basic. Kaya meron tayong conflict, inner, outer, personal, individual, nature, kaya tayo may conflict, because we have conflict with God. Yan ang punot dulo ng lahat, mga kapatid. Dahil meron tayong hindi pagkakaunawaan sa Diyos, nag-collapse lahat. Balikan lang natin sa Genesis chapter 3, and John Piper made a very good explanation of the dimension of peace and how peace collapsed because of man's sin. Okay? Basahin natin mo Genesis chapter 3 verse 8. Ito po nung nagkasala na si Adan sa kasi Eva, kinain na po nila yung ano nga yung kinain nila? Manzanas ba? Bayabas. Okay, ang basa kinain nila yung fruit. Okay, na pinagbabawal ng Panginoon kasi nga hindi naman maramot ang Diyos eh. Sabi ng Panginoon, lahat naman pwede niyong kainin eh, isa lang yung hindi. 'Di ba? Ang dami-dami dyan, dami-daming prutas dyan. May guyabano, mayroong dyan mangustin, mayroon dyan lansones. Ang dami-daming masasarap na prutas dyan. Isa lang naman yung pinagbabawal. Kung iisipin mo, maramot ang Diyos, hindi. Isa lang yung pinagbabawal niya. Bakit? Testing yun eh. Tinetesting niya eh. No? So, kaya lang po, nag-fail tayo sa test. Okay? So, nung nag-fail na yung tao, itong nangyari, verse 8. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze. Dumating ang Panginoon, hindi katanghali ang tapat, ha? Na puyos ng galit. Hindi. Dumating siya sa dapit hapon, malamig. At dumating siya, hindi tumatakbo. At hindi nagdadabog. Naglalakad lang siya. Cruising. Walking. Brisk. Hindi naman brisk walking. Slowly walking. No? And then, anong ginawa ni Adan sa kanila? Eva? They hid, nagtago sila from the Lord among the trees of the garden. So the Lord called out to the man and said to him, "Where are you? Nasaan ka na, Adan?" Then he said, "I heard you in the garden and I was afraid, Lord. I was afraid because I was naked. So I hid." So ang una pong conflict is man's conflict within himself. He got confused.
He got blinded because he chose himself over God. It ruined everything. Yung perception niya, lumabo. Yung dapat sana malinaw niya, makikita mga bagay-bagay, hindi niya na maintindihan, mayroon ng confusion, may kaguluhan na, may kalituhan na sa kanyang isip, may mga kasinungalingan ang pumapasok sa kanyang isip, na wala na yung katotohanan. Kaya nga nagtago siya. Bakit? Kasi hubad daw siya. Sino nagsabing hubad ka? Ang tanong ng Panginoon sa kanya. Sinong nagsabing hubad ka? Bakit ka nahihiya? Saan ang galing yung hiya? Saan ang galing yung takot? And man, because of fear, because of, you know, anxiety, because of his insecurity, he tried to hide. He tried to fix himself. Tinray niyang ayusin ang kanyang sarili, kaya nga naglagay-lagay ng mga dahon-dahon. Kasi nga hubad siya, nagtakip siya ng dahon ng gabi. So in man's confusion, he tried to fix himself. He tried to cover up. Diyan ang nagsimula ang lahat ng mga pagtatago natin. Hindi na tayo totoo sa ating mga sarili. At diyan ang nagsimula ang mga baitang pabagsak sa collapse. Then he asked, verse 11, "Who told you that you were naked? Did you eat from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" No. And then the man replied, "The woman you gave to be with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree and I ate." So ano nangyari ngayon? There's a conflict between the husband and the wife. Nung tinatanong na siya ng Panginoon, "Kinain mo ba? Yung pinagbabawal ko, kinain mo ba?" Sa halip lang sabihin niya, "Yes, Lord, kinain ko. Sorry." Anong sinabi niya? Yung babae. Yung babaeng binigay mo sa akin, siya yung kumain. Binigyan ako. Kung may papatayin ka, siya yung patayin mo. Diba? See how conflict began? When they disobeyed God, it ruined everything. It ruined the peace within. It ruined the peace between the husband and the wife. Man and man, between man and man. At lahat na lang, talagang you try to fix not the problem, but you fix the blame. Sinong sisisihin? So the Lord asked the woman, "What have you done? Anong ginawa mo, babae?" And the woman said, "The serpent deceived me and I ate." Sabi ng babae, "Yung ahas!" So talagang pasahan eh, no? Pasahan ng sisihan. Kasi nga ayaw aminin, ayaw umamin ng pagkakamali. Ayaw umamin na mayroong conflict within. Ayaw aminin na mayroon akong pagkukulang. So sa halip na umamin, maninisi na lang. The easiest way, no, to get rid of the responsibility, you fix the blame. Hirap, ano? Karoon ng ganitong conflict. Isa nga daw, isang magtatay ay pumunta ng department store kasi nga bibili niya ng Barbie yung kanyang anak. Tinitingnan nung nila yung mga Barbie at tinanong nung tatay, "Magkano tong Barbie na naka-sports apparel?" $990 po yan. Okay. Ito po, meron pa po dito. Barbie na nasa beach. $990 din yan. Okay. Yung Barbie po na merong umbrella, $990 din po yan.
Yung Barbie po, ito mga puro po 990 yan. Ito. Kung gusto niyo po ng ano, mas ano, meron pong isa kaming Barbie dito. Hindi ho 990. Maganda pong Barbie yon. Ano yon? Divorced Barbie. Kaya lang po medyo mahal. 35,000 po. Ah, bakit naman 35,000 eh? 990 lang tong ibang mga Barbie. Eh, divorce po kasi eh. Eh, pagka po divorce, kasama po yung kotse ni Ken, kasama yung house and lot ni Ken, kasama po yung yate ni Ken. Kasi divorce din. Kaya mahirap po. Mahirap mag-divorce. Mahirap magpaanal. Sa totoo lang, mas mahal pa nga yan kaysa sa kasalan. But that's where the conflict began. Because you have conflict with God, nagkaroon ka ng conflict sa sarili mo. At dahil may conflict ka sa sarili mo, daladala mo yun sa relasyon mo sa iba. Malinaw ba? Amen po ba, mga kapatid? Okay. So sabi ng Panginoon, because you have done this, you are cursed among more than any livestock, yung sa ano, sa... Skip na natin yung sa Ahas. Punta tayo sa verse 26. He said to the woman, I will intensify your labor pains. You will bear children with painful effort. Your desire will be for your husband, yet he will rule over you. No? So, ang babae, manganganak na ng may pain. Dati, dapat walang pain eh. Pero ngayon, may pain. Because of that. At hindi lang yung pain na yon, but your desire will be to rule over your husband. Ang magiging desire mo, hindi yung sexual desire, ah, but your desire will be to control your husband. Your desire will be to manduhan yung asawa mo kung anong dapat niyang gawin at hindi niya dapat gawin. That's you. But, sabi din, but he will rule over you. Okay? And he said to the man, ito naman ang sumpa sa lalaki. Okay? Because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree which I commanded you, do not eat from it. The ground is cursed. So may conflict na with nature. Na bago ka kumain, talagang pagpapaguran mo, pagpapawisan mo, pagpupuyatan mo, paghihirapan mo, bago ka makakain. No? All the days of your life, it will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. You will eat bread by the sweat of your brow, until you return to the ground, since you were taken from it, for you are dust, and you will return to dust. So, ang kasunod nun, conflict with nature. At may mga natural calamities na beyond our control, kagaya ng baha, bagyo, ulan, lindol, kasama na yan, mga kapatid. Okay? So, kung titingnan po natin dito, mga kapatid, ay ang pinakamatinding problema natin, no? Ay hindi po yung mga congressman at mga senador at yung Quadcom. Ang problema natin, di mga politikong nangungurakot. Ang pinakamatinding problema natin, yung conflict natin with God. Amen? Kasi sumunod na lahat yan eh. Dahil may conflict tayo sa Diyos, nagkaroon tayo ng conflict sa sarili natin. Hindi mo na alam kung anong gusto mo. Hindi mo na alam kung anong tama at mali. Kasi nga, nagugulumihanan ka na, nalalabuan ka na kung anong moral at immoral. Conflict within. And then because of that, you have conflict with one another, we have conflict with people, and then we have conflict with nature. So our greatest problem is our conflict with God. At anong sinabi ng Panginoon dito sa Isaiah 9:6? Prince of Peace will come and he will make peace. In Luke chapter 2 verse 13 to 14, glory to God in the highest, huh? And peace on earth. So yung pangako ng Panginoon, there will be peace. Kaya lang ang problema, people rejected the offer of peace. Ito sabi sa Luke chapter 19, nung umiyak si Jesus, kaharap niya yung Jerusalem. As he approached and saw the city, Jerusalem, he wept for it, saying, if you knew that this day would bring peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes.
Kung alam mo lang kung sino yung pumapasok sa iyong pintuan o Jerusalem, kung kilala mo lang kung sino ang Diyos na ito, kaya lang nalalabuan ka ngayon.
43, for the days will come on you when your enemies will build a barricade around you, surround you and hem you in on every side, and they will crush you and your children among you to the ground, and they will not leave one stone on another in your midst, because you did not recognize the time when God visited you. Jesus Christ came to make peace, but Jerusalem, Israel, rejected it. Huwag sana nating talikuran at tanggihan ng kapayapaang iniahandog ng Panginoon sa atin. No. So, sinong gumawa ng solusyon para po magkaroon ng pagkakasundo ang tao sa kanyang sarili, sa kanyang kapwa, at sa kanyang kapaligiran? Hindi po tayong gumawa ng terms of peace at hindi tayo ang nagkusang loob na nakipagkasundo sa Diyos. Ang Diyos po ang gumawa para sa kapayapaan. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 3. Anong sabi dito? Ito pong Isaiah, nasulat din dito 700 years bago ipanganak si Jesus. At dito po pinakita kung anong gagawin ni Jesus para lang magkaroon ng kapayapaan sa pagitan mo at ng Diyos. Ito ang babayaran ni Jesus. Ito ang dadarnasin ng tagapagligtas para lang magkaroon ng kapayapaan ka. So ibig sabihin nito, hindi natin pwede itong gawin. Hindi natin pwedeng bilhin. Hindi natin pwedeng pagsumikapan. Hindi natin pwedeng pagtarbahuhan ito para magkaroon tayo ng kapayapaan sa Diyos. Wala tayong kakayahang magawa ito. Kaya ang Diyos ang gumawa ng daan. Anong sabi sa verse 3? He was despised. The Messiah was despised. Bakit past tense? Kasi ganyan po ang prophecy eh. Pagka sinabi ang propesya na past tense, ibig sabihin, parang nangyari na. Sabihin, ganun ang commitment ni God. Gagawin niya talaga. He was despised. Siya ay minaliit. Siya ay hinamak-hamak. Rejected by men. Tinanggihan, tinalikuran. A man of suffering who knew what sickness was. He was like someone people turned away from. He was despised and we didn't value him. Hindi natin siya pinagpahalagahan. Yet he himself bore our sicknesses. Kanyang binitbit ang ating mga karamdaman. He carried our pains. Binata niya yung ating mga kapaitan at sakit. But we in turn regarded him stricken, struck down by God and afflicted. Siya po'y hinampas. Siya po'y sinuntok. Siya po'y sinugatan ng Diyos. And he was afflicted. Verse 5, but he was pierced. Yung pong salitang piercing dito, binutas, tinusok, pinako, but he was pierced. 700 years bago ipanganak si Jesus. Naisulat na, naipapako yung magiging tagapagligtas. But he was pierced because of our rebellion. He was crushed because of our iniquities ng ating mga pagsalangsang. Punishment for our peace was on him. Yun daw kaparusahan para sa mga taong tumalikod sa Diyos para lang sila magkaroon ng kapayapaan ay ipinasa kay Jesus. The punishment for our peace was on Him and we are healed by His wounds. We all went astray like sheep. We all have turned to our own way and the Lord has punished him for the iniquity of us all. Pinarusahan siya ng Diyos dahil sa ating mga kasalanan. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Para pong isang tupa na tahimik, walang imik. Pinapatay na, hindi pa umiimik. Like a lamb led to the slaughter and like sheep silent before her shearers, he did not open his mouth. He was taken away because of oppression and judgment. And who considered his fate? For he was cut off, pinatay, from the land of the living. He was struck because of my people's rebellion. He was assigned a grave with the wicked, but he was with a rich man at his death because he had none done no violence and had not spoken deceitfully. Sabihin, si Jesus ay namatay hindi dahil may kasalanan siya. Siya'y pinahirapan, pinarusahan, hindi dahil meron siyang krimen. Ikinulong siya, hindi dahil siya'y inakusahan at napatunayang talagang siya'y gumawa ng krimen. Ikinulong, pinahirapan, nagdusa, pero wala siyang kasalanan, mga kapatid. Yet the Lord was pleased to crush him severely. Sino nag-crush sa kanya? Sino? Mga Romano? Sinong dumurog kay Jesus? Hudyo? Pilato? Sino? Verse 10, yet the Lord was pleased to crush him severely when you make him a guilt offering. It was God punishing God. It was the Lord punishing the Lord so that you can have peace with Him. Ang Diyos, Ama, pinahirapan at pinagdusa at sinaktan ang Diyos Anak. Binunto ng lahat ng sumpa, galit, lahat ng hustisya, lahat ng kaparusahan sa mga kasalanan, ibinuntun lahat kay Jesus. At hanggang naubos na yung hustisya, naubos na ang galit, naubos na ang lahat ng kaparusahan kay Jesus. Kaya't malayang maibibigay ni Jesus ang kapayapaan sa sino man. Ang sarap lang nung pakiramdam na wala kang kinatatakutan, wala kang ikakahiya, kasi alam mong ikay napatawad. May mga taong magpapaalala ng iyong nakaraan. May mga taong hindi ka napagbibigyan ng pangalawang pagkakataon. May mga pagsablay kang nangyari sa iyo in the past. At may mga taong hanggang ngayon naaalala pa yon. Parang hindi ka nabinigyan ng pagkakataong makabangon pa. Pero ang Diyos, binura niyang lahat yun. Amen. Wala na sa ala-ala ng Diyos ang iyong mga pagsalangsang. Wala na sa gunitaan ng Diyos ang iyong mga kasalanan. Kaya pwede ka nang matulog ng mahimbing. Amen ba? Pwede ka nang tumindig at taas noo sapagkat alam mong wala na. Ika'y pinawalang sala. Ikaw ay pinatawad. Ikaw ay malinis at dalisay sa harapan ng Diyos. Amen? Pwede pang palakpakan natin ang Panginoon? Ang lahat ng ito ay nangyari. Ang kapayapaan para maging available sa iyo. Sana maintindihan natin kung gaano katindi ang ginastos ng Diyos, ang pinuhunan ng Diyos para maibigay niyang walang bayad sa iyo ang kapayapaan. When you make him a guilt offering, he will see seed, he will prolong his days by his hand, the Lord's pleasure will be accomplished. Verse 11, after his anguish, he will see the light and be satisfied by his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many and he will carry their iniquities. Jesus paid for it. Jesus paid it all. Amen? Amen? Kaya nga kung tayo'y nakaranas ng kapayapaan na ito, kung kailangan mo ng kapayapaan sa isip at sa puso, kung kailangan mo ng kapayapaan sa pagitan mo at ng iyong mahal sa buhay, Bakit nga ba ganun, no? Kung sino pa yung pinakamahal mo, siya yung pinakamasakit kapag ka nakagawa ng pagkakamali sa'yo. At paano magkaroon ng kapayapaan sa pagitan mo at ng iyong kapaligiran? No. Ang tanging daan doon ay si Jesus. Si Jesus na hindi nagbibigay lang ng pangalawang pagkakataon, kundi pangatlo, pang-apat, pang-lima. Amen? At dahil naranasan natin ang kapayapaan, payapa ang isip natin, payapa ang puso natin, panatag ang ating kalooban, madali tayong umunawa. Amen ba? Madali tayong magpatawad. Amen ba? Amen ba? At madali tayong gumawa ng kapayapaan. Meron pong isang pastor na nangangaral po siya. At hinahamon niya mga kapatiran na dapat mahalin ninyo ang inyong mga kaaway. Dapat marunong kayo umunawa. Dapat marunong kayo magpatawad sa mga taong nanalbahe o margabyado sa inyo. At tinanong niya ang kongregasyon, mga kapatid, handa na po ba kayong magpatawad ng inyong mga kaaway? Handa na ba kayong magmahal, umunawa, at makipagpayapaan sa inyong mga kagalit? Taas po ninyo ang inyong mga kamay. Nagtaas po ng kamay ang mga kapatiran. Lahat po'y nagtaas. Lahat po'y nagtaas. Maliban lang naman po doon sa isang matanda dito sa harapan. Ay, nagulat po yung pastor, sabi niya. Lola, hindi ganon. Eh, hindi po ba kayo makikipagkasundo at magpapatawad doon sa mga nakaalitan ninyo? Hindi po kayo nagtaas ang kamay? Eh, sabi nung lola, ay, pastor, ako'y 93 anyos na. Ano, at gusto kong sabihin sa'yo, ako yung mga walang kaaway. Talaga po, lola, 93 years old. Kayo po yung walang kaaway. Wala kayong kaaway. Opo, pastor. Eh, paano pong nangyari yun? Ano pong sikreto ninyo? Ay, pastor, patay na mga walang ya. So, kaya pala walang kaaway. No? Pero habang nabubuhay tayo, tsaka magkakaroon ng conflict. In this world, we will have troubles. Amen? In this world, we will have conflicts. Amen? That's a reality of life. You will get disappointed. I will get disappointed. You will be disappointed with me. I will fail you. People will fail you. No? Lahat tayo. Kasi wala pa tayo doon sa bagong langit at bagong lupa kung saan there is perfection. But this is God's way of allowing us to experience the tension so that we can learn. Una, balikan mo. Ako'y hindi karapat-dapat. Kagalit ako ng Diyos. Kaalitan ako ng Diyos. Actually, hindi naman. Akong kagalit sa Diyos. Malayo sa Panginoon. Pero siyang gumawa ng paraan para ako'y makasundo ng Panginoon. Wala akong binayaran, wala akong ginastos. Ang Diyos ang gumawa nito para sa akin. Nawa, matunaw nito ang aking puso. At magpalambot ito ng aking kalooban upang sa aking pakikitungo sa iba, ako naman ay maging maunawain. Ako naman ay maging peacemaker. No? Not just peacekeeper, but peacemaker. No? That I can make peace with people. At least we can do something. Walang hinihinging bayad ang Panginoon sa iyo sa kapayapaan. You're no longer enemy with God because of what Jesus did. Hindi na kayo magkaalitan ng Diyos. No? Anong sabi sa Ephesians chapter 4, chapter 2, verse 14? Ito pong sabi dito, mga kapatid. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ, for He is our peace. Then, peace now has a face. Peace has a name. And the name of peace is Jesus. He is our peace who made both groups one and tore down the dividing wall of hostility. Ang context po nito, yung dalawang grupo, is the Jews and the Gentiles na may alitan pero pinagkaisa ng Diyos. Kaya wala nang lalaki, walang babae, walang Hudyo, walang Hentil, walang bata, walang matanda, walang mayaman, walang mahirap, pinagkaisa ng Diyos. Dahil kanino? Dahil kay Jesus. Because He is our peace and He tore down the dividing wall, yung wall of partition. Kaya't wala na pong conflict if you have Jesus in your heart. Nawa ngayong Pasko, mga kapatid, una ay ating mapasalamatan at masamba ang Panginoon sa dakilang kaloob na Kanyang ginawa. Paghahandog ng Kanyang buhay, no? At wala siyang inihinging kapalit. Wala siyang inihinging kapalit. Alam ba niya natatanggihan siya ng mga tao? Yeah. Pero pumunta pa rin siya. Makikipagpayapaan siya sa mga tao? Dala-dala niya yung terms of peace? Alam niya, tatalikuran siya ng tao? Dinala pa rin niya. Kasi nga, unconditional ang pagmamahal ng Diyos eh. Hindi siya nakatingin sa result. Hindi siya nakatingin sa ano magiging response sa mga tao. Total, hindi rin naman tatanggapin, ba't pa ako pupunta? Di ba? Misa ganyan ang kaisipan natin eh. Kaya nga hindi binibigay ng Diyos sa atin yung future. Hindi ni-reveal ng Lord sa iyo yung future. The tension will always be there. Kasi people will either accept you or reject you. People will remember you or forget you. Iba-iba ang timpla ng tao, no? Pero si Jesus, alam na niya, tatanggihan siya. Alam na niya, pahihirapan siya. Pero pumunta pa rin siya. Pwede naman niyang sabihin, Tay, ba't pa ako pupunta doon? Tatanggihan naman ako. Di, wag na lang. No use, di ba? What's the point of going there? Papako ako sa krus. What's the point? Well, that's exactly is the point. He needed to die on the cross. Can we don't do things because we are expecting something? You know, weeks ago, I met someone na dating member ng Cross World. And I talked to him. At yung aming paghiwalay before was not really that good. Marami silang sinasabi laban sa Cross World, marami sinasabi laban sa akin. Siguro ako din naman, may mga sinasabi laban sa kanya. Umalis sila ng Cross World at walang paalam yun. Pero I had the chance of meeting with him weeks ago. And I talked to him, sabi ko, kapatid, gusto ko mag-apologize sa'yo. I'm so sorry. Patawarin mo ako sa mga kung anumang nasabi ko laban sa'yo. I'm so sorry kung may mga nagawa akong nakasakit sa'yo at sa iyong pamilya. I just want to apologize. Nagulat po siya. Sabi niya, Pastor, okay na po yun. Matagal ko na rin pong kinalimutan. Okay na po yun, Pastor. So, kung iisipin mo, humanly speaking, I was expecting sana ganito. I was expecting something like this. Bro, patawarin mo ako sa aking mga kasalanan na nagawa sa'yo. Okay. Please forgive me. Then sabi niya, o nga Pastor, ako rin, patawarin mo rin ako sa aking mga kasalanan na nagawa sa'yo. I never heard that. Hindi ko narinig. Sabi lang niya, okay na yun, Pastor. Okay na po yun. But we're okay now. We're okay now, ah. Dumating kasi sa punto ng buhay ko na even if this person will apologize or not, I choose to forgive. Because there are people who think that they have done me no wrong. Hindi ko alam, is that deliberate? Or is that simply blindness? Na may ginawa din sila laban sa akin? No? And somehow I was expecting that sasabihin niya, okay, Pastor, patawarin mo rin ako. Pero hindi ko narinig. Ibig sabihin noon, either siguro nga sa kanyang konsensya, malinis ang kanyang konsensya na wala siyang ginawang kasalanan laban sa akin. But whether it's deliberate, unintentional, or innocent, no? What's so good is that we made up and we made peace. And there is peace between us right now. I can look him in the eye, he can look me in the eye. Why? Because the air is clear. So yung aking expectation, wala na yun. Okay na yun. Nilagay ko na sa krus ng Kalbaryo. Now whether people respond the way I expect them to respond, or even if they fail in my expectation, they will not meet my expectations, it's okay. I put it on the cross where my Jesus died. And so I suffer with the Lord. And I have peace in my heart. And I have joy in my heart. Why? Because I know I made peace. Blessed are the peacemakers. Amen. Blessed are the peacemakers. Whether people respond or not, you do it. Why? Why? Because you're good. You're a good person. Amen? Because you're a better person. Amen? Whether people respond or not, you do what is right. That's what peace is all about. Amen.